Lesson 1. I'm sure they'll give you a fair shake. Dialogue. Debbie and Valerie are at an audition for the school musical.
I can't believe I let you talk me into auditioning for the school musical. When I get this nervous, I can't carry a tune. Look at me. I'm breaking out in a cold sweat.
Would you please stop going off the deep end and try to get a hold of yourself?
You're right. I'm blowing this all out of proportion. It's just that every time I audition for anything, I feel like I've been put through a ringer when it's all over. I just want them to give me a fair shake. That's all I ask.
Hey, there's Nancy. She's the best singer in the entire school. I didn't know she was going to audition for the same part as you.
That does it. I'm leaving. I don't have a prayer.
The reductions you just heard, as well as the reductions you'll hear throughout this cassette, are used by virtually every native-born American. It's also common among many people to reduce the ing ending to IN apostrophe, such as fishing, golfing, walking, etc. In fact, oftentimes you'll see this reduction in print. However, it's important to note that the reduction of ing is considered by some people to be rather unrefined. Practice the vocabulary. This can be found on page 11 of your book. A. Choose the correct phrase that best completes the sentence or thought. Number 1. You talked me into it.
A. I don't want you to borrow my car. B. I'll let you borrow my car. C. You confused me.
The correct answer is B. You talked me into it. I'll let you borrow my car. Number 2. Helen went off the deep end when...
A. She won the car. B. Her boss gave her a raise. C. She got fired.
The correct answer is C. Helen went off the deep end when she got fired. Number 3. I didn't get a fair shake at the job interview.
A. I was only interviewed for 2 minutes. B. The interviewer spent a lot of time with me. C. I got hired right after the interview.
The correct answer is A. I didn't get a fair shake at the job interview. I was only interviewed for 2 minutes. By the way, notice how I said interviewed. That's a very common pronunciation in American English. Interviewed as opposed to interviewed. Number 4. Bill can't carry a tune.
A. Let's ask him to sing at our wedding. B. Let's find someone else to sing at our wedding. C. He sings beautifully.
The correct answer is B. Bill can't carry a tune. Let's find someone else to sing at our wedding. Number 5. I broke out in a cold sweat when...
A. I won the contest. B. I heard the good news. C. I heard the front door open in the middle of the night.
The correct answer is C. I broke out in a cold sweat when I heard the front door open in the middle of the night. Number 6. You don't have a prayer of winning the lottery.
A. Spend your money on something else. B. Buy a ticket for me too. C. I think you're going to win.
The correct answer is A. You don't have a prayer of winning the lottery. Spend your money on something else. Number 7. That does it.
A. He gave me such a nice compliment. B. He insulted me for the last time. C. I'm so glad I came to this party.
The correct answer is B. That does it. He insulted me for the last time. 8. I feel like I've been put through a ringer.
A. It was so much fun. B. What a great day. C. What a horrible day.
The correct answer is C. I feel like I've been put through a ringer. What a horrible day. By the way, in the East Coast, the word horrible is commonly pronounced horrible. Exercise B. Context exercise. Choose the idiom from the right column that goes with a phrase in the left column. Number 1. You're going to ask Kim out on a date?
The correct answer is H. You don't have a prayer. I don't think she even likes you.
Number 2. When Bob went to apply for a new job, he was only given a 2-minute interview.
The correct answer is E. I don't think he was given a fair shake.
Number 3. You want Janet to join our choir?
The correct answer is G. She can't even carry a tune.
Number 4. I know you want me to reconsider and join you for dinner, but I have homework to do.
The correct answer is C. Okay, you talked me into it. I'll see you tonight.
Number 5. I had a very hard day.
The correct answer is F. I feel like I've been put through a wringer.
Number 6. When Susan's cat died, she cried for days and stopped eating.
The correct answer is B. I've never seen anyone go off the deep end like that before.
Number 7. I can't believe how angry you are that I forgot to close the garage door.
The correct answer is A. You're really blowing this all out of proportion.
Number 8. Is he making personal phone calls on the job again?
The correct answer is D. That does it. I'm firing him right now.
Dictation. Lesson 1. I'm sure they'll give you a fair shake.
Today I talked Debbie into auditioning for the school musical. She agreed, although she knows she can't even carry a tune when she gets nervous. At first, Debbie broke out in a cold sweat, but then she finally got a hold of herself. Everything was fine until she saw Nancy walk in. Nancy's the best singer in the school. Debbie finally decided to leave because she knew she wouldn't have a prayer if Nancy auditioned.
Dictation with pauses.
Today I talked Debbie into auditioning for the school musical. She agreed, although she knows she can't even carry a tune when she gets nervous. At first, Debbie broke out in a cold sweat. But then she finally got a hold of herself. Everything was fine until she saw Nancy walk in. Nancy's the best singer in the school. Debbie finally decided to leave because she knew she wouldn't have a prayer if Nancy auditioned.
Now, the original dictation.
Today I talked Debbie into auditioning for the school musical. She agreed, although she knows she can't even carry a tune when she gets nervous. At first, Debbie broke out in a cold sweat, but then she finally got a hold of herself. Everything was fine until she saw Nancy walk in. Nancy's the best singer in the school. Debbie finally decided to leave because she knew she wouldn't have a prayer if Nancy auditioned.